Alright, so good morning everyone. On behalf of our youth band here today, I would like to welcome you to today's worship. But before we get started, there are a few things that we wanted to share with you before we get started with today's worship, that is. So why have we gathered here today? Today marks a special day for us Christians, right? Because today is the day where 2,000 years ago, Jesus died on the cross 3 days earlier and has resurrected on this day. So we gather here today not just to see our friends and family. We gather here not just to sing some songs. We gather here not because we were forced to be here, but we are here because we want to worship. We want to celebrate. We want to bring you today a worship where you guys can celebrate with us. Because when Jesus died on the cross 2,000 years ago, he took away our shame. He took away your shame. He died on the cross because he wanted to. He died on the cross because of my sin, because of our sins, because of your sins. And as a youth growing up in church, I've always wondered, why would Jesus do that for us? Why would anybody do that for us? Why would anybody willingly die on the cross for us? And it wasn't until recently that I realized that it's because God loves us so, so, so much. And what better way can we celebrate this day? What better way can we thank him for all he's done for us by worshiping him? So today I would like to invite you all to stand up and get ready for today's worship. But before we do so, I want everybody to lift their right hand. So everybody lift your right hand. We're gonna wait until everybody in this room has their right hand risen. So everybody raise your right hand and then everybody close your eyes. And you're just gonna welcome the Spirit. You're gonna welcome the presence of the Lord in this room because God is in here. We are meeting as one. We are meeting under one roof as children of God. We are meeting under this roof to seek the presence of the Lord. So if your hand is only risen half high, I want you to raise it all the way up. Everybody close your eyes and pray to God. Dear Heavenly Father, I welcome your presence in this room today. I pray that you bless these people. I pray that you speak to them. I pray that you show your presence to these people who are seeking your name. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. All right, so let's get started.
Just
With us. First one.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this glorious day. As today is a special day, we would like to give thanks to you. Thank you for accepting us. Thank you for cleansing our souls and giving us an opportunity to stay in eternity with you. Thank you for everything that you have done for us. Thank you for loving us, for accepting us, for never giving up on us. Thank you, dear Lord, from the bottom of our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now let's sing together and praise our Heavenly Father.
Come down.
moment, we pray for everyone in here. We invite you all to pray out loud. Pray for the person standing next to you. Pray for your burdens. Pray for your depression. Pray for your anxiety. For when Jesus died on the cross for us 2,000 years ago, he took away those feelings of depression. He took away these feelings of anger. He took away these feelings of discontent with other people. Because when his blood shed on the cross for our sins, God has forgiven us. He has said that you are good enough for his love, that he wants you to love him. He wants you to accept his love. So in this moment, I pray for you. I pray for everyone in here who has doubts, self-doubts, who think that they're not good enough for themselves or not good enough for God. The Heavenly Father who created this entire earth has said that you are good enough for him, and that he wants you to join his family. He wants you to accept his love. He wants to accept your love, and he wants you to accept his love. So in this moment, I pray for you. I pray that you seek his presence. I pray that you feel his presence around you. God is speaking to you right now. He is telling you he loves you right now. For everyone in here, I want you to place your right hand on your heart and just tell Jesus, place your hand on your heart and tell Jesus that you love him. Tell him that you want to invite him into your life. Tell him that you want to hear his voice. Tell him that you're welcoming him to your life right now and that you need him. You need him to be part of your life. You need him to show you how to get rid of these feelings of discontent. You need him to show you how to get rid of your depression. You need him to show you how to get rid of your anxiety. Pray to the dear Heavenly Father, for he is here and he is listening to you. He is here in this room right now and he wants to hear your voice. He wants you to hear his voice. So let's all sing out together with him. Let's sing out praise for this Father. We want to seek his voice. Verse 2, King Jesus.
King Jesus, you're the name we're lifting high. Your glory shaking up the earth and skies. Revival.
God wants to hear your voice. God wants to hear your voice. Sing out to him. Sing out to him.
We want to see your kingdom here, King Jesus. You're the name we're lifting high. Your glory shaking up the earth and skies. Revival.
降临，主啊。
everyone here to let's bow our heads in prayer before we begin this next song. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this time you've given us today to gather before you, to sing your praise, to tell you how much we love you, to seek your presence, to feel you around us, to hear your voice. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for you have shown your presence around in this room. We're going to sing this next song called Grace to Grace, and I want you to sing with all your heart, because, and remember in your heart that 2,000 years ago on this day, Christ died on the cross for your sin, for my sin, for our sin. He did this not for himself, but for us, because he loves us so much. So when we see that cross, we must be reminded of what God did for us. When we see the grave, when we hear about this grave, we want to think back to what Jesus did for us. So even if you're not singing in this place, even if you're uncomfortable singing, I want you to close your eyes, lift your hands up, and we're going to pray to God. Because by opening your arms up, you're welcoming God. This is not just an act, a random act of raising your hand. When we raise our hand in worship, this is an act of welcoming God into us, welcoming God into our lives. Let's begin.
Love endured the ancient cross. How precious is my Savior's blood. The beauty of heaven wrapped in my shame. The image of love upon death's frame.
If having my heart
was worth the pain.
And sing together.
What joy could you see beyond the grave? If love found my soul worth dying for.
How wonderful.
How wonderful. How glorious. My Savior's scars. Victorious. Gone. My debt is paid. From death to life, and grace to grace.
Everyone in this room, we're welcoming God's presence in here. We're thanking him for this Easter Sunday. We're celebrating that he is risen. Let's sing together. First.
If heaven now owns thy vacant tomb, how great is the hope that lives in you. The passion that tore through hell like a rose, the promise that rolled back death in its stone.
Freedom is worth the life.
If freedom is worth the life you raise, oh, where is my sin? Where is my shame?
Jesus,
love paid it all to have my heart. How wonderful, how glorious, my Savior's glorious. My chains are gone. My debt is paid. From death to life, and grace to grace.
Let's sing together.
When I see that cross, I see freedom. When I see that grave, I see Jesus. And from death to life, I will sing your praise and the wonder of your grace. When I see that cross, I see freedom. When I see that grave, I'll see Jesus. And from death to life, I will sing your praise. In the wonder of your grace. When I see the cross, I see freedom. When I see that grave, I'll see Jesus. And from death to life, I will sing your praise. In the wonder of your grace. When I see that cross, I see freedom. When I see that grave, I see Jesus. And from death to life, I will sing your praise. In the wonder of your grace, how my soul will sing your praise. In the wonder of your grace, how my soul will sing your praise. A wonderful, a glorious, our Savior's scars, victorious, my chains are gone, my death is paid, from death to
天父，这是我们在你面前我们要献上的祷告。真的，在生命当中，我们经历的许多的恩典，都是因为你在十字架上为我们所成就的。愿主今天早上，在这样一个有荣耀的盼望，你放在每个弟兄姐妹的生命当中。我每个人生命当中，我们有重担的，求主你帮助我们能够放下。我们亲人也正在一些病痛当中的。 求主你帮助我们能够把他们交托在你自己的手中，我们的事业、我们的工作也正在有一些的挑战。我们再次求主你在这过程当中，为我们挪开生命当中的那块巨石，好让你那死里复活的能力可以从我们生命当中可以走得出来，与我们同在，让我们在生命当中能够再次遇见这位复活的耶稣，在生命当中我们可以再次经历。 你那使人复活的能力，主耶稣恩典，你已经为我们预备。祝福你自己的子民能够在信心当中，我们抓住你钉痕的手，我们勇敢的起来跟随。与我们同在，愿让我们在你面前用心灵和诚实所献上的敬拜，带领我们下面的时间，奉耶稣基督荣耀的名，阿门。我们坐下来之前，我们找五个人，我们跟他说：很高兴在复活节的主日，我们见到你。
在复活节的主日，见到你。
谢谢你。